B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Right here. All right, so we played Dana White last segment. Dana White says he's got something big cooking. He's been offered $1 million to fight. He's got this TV show that Dana White has arranged. You know, he's trying to make this comeback. He's been working out, getting himself into whatever boxing shape is for a 53-year-old man. He did a chat with T.I. on Instagram going back a few weeks. He said, I've been working out. I've been trying to get in the ring. I think I'm going to box some exhibitions and get in shape. I want to go to the gym and get in shape to be able to box 3 or 4 round exhibitions for some charities and stuff. So just so we're clear, that's what Tyson is saying. 3 or 4 round exhibitions to do some charity matches and just to do something that is boxing, but maybe not exactly 12 rounds. So, Hardy, you said the most you want to see out of him is 3.
Yeah, I mean, 3 rounds. I mean, everyone's seen the videos of him sparring a man. He looks good. He looks fast. There was that one in the bar that came out like a year or two ago of him just like talking to some guys, and somebody had their video camera, and it was just, he's such a bad man. But that's in 15-second spurts. It's in 30-second spurts.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to dance around. You know what I mean?
This isn't going to be so. What's like first thing to go on an
Mayweather
athlete? What's first thing to go?
Legs.
Legs. It's the legs. It's all the legs. And if he doesn't have the legs and the lungs to go the distance, Don't even try. I would love to see him do it for 3 rounds.
But it's like we're all made up of that pie of like, you know, there's the factions. You know what? 20% of this, 25% toughness. He's 70% crazy. And you can't calculate crazy, I think, in a certain, you know, 3-4 round fight where this type of guy can snap at any time and just lose his mind and like bite an ear again. This is what we need. We need this in boxing.
Well, what round did he bite Holyfield's ear? That was the 3rd round, wasn't it?
It was early. It was early in that. They kept going too. I remember that clearly, man. He was jumping up and down, grabbing it. Oh.
Yeah, I think any more than that, it's just going to be sad. You don't want to see it be sad.
But you
no,
know
I don't. Want, but I want the exhibition of it. Like we sit here and watch Peyton Manning and Tom Brady play golf with Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. Like, do you know how many more people would tune into this?
Like, that's the problem, is that we want him to do the 3 or 4 rounds. But we want this to be televised. I want to see this.
Oh, my God.
I don't want this to be at some charity event where it's,
you know, Foxwoods.
Not a televised event. They've got to
open up the arena.
We're relying on YouTube videos to see what happened. I want this to be in some sort of professional setting. So the fact that Dana White could potentially be involved is a good thing.
I want to see him do the walk-in. With just the black trunks and the black shoes again. I just want to see it again.
Jim, tell me about this promoter in Rhode Island that offered him $1 million.
Yeah, Jimmy Birchfield.
Oh. Yeah.
Zoe knows him from back
Jimmy
in his province
Birchfield.
Days.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
Jimmy
he's the one that offered him $1 million to do a fight.
He's a big boxing guy, boxing promoter. They have the MMA fights and stuff too, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know all the...
There's $1 million right there.
Oh, I'm being told in my ear that we have breaking news.
We do.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
According to WBZ CBS Boston News, a source close to the governor tells Keller at Large, Governor Baker will announce today that professional sports teams will be allowed to practice with safety precautions. So Governor Baker announcing today that pro sports teams will be allowed to practice with safety precautions. Now, it doesn't say starting today, but it says that the announcement will come today that the teams will be able to get back to practicing here very soon. So that is the latest, which would impact, obviously, first and foremost, Celtics and the Bruins. presumably the Red Sox, if Major League Baseball decides they want to play baseball this year, and, of course, the Patriots.
Oh, Jason Tatum gets to go shoot now?
Yes, he gets to handle a basketball again. Revolution, everyone, cannons, you have to be able Patriots? To start practicing again.
Let's go.
So a question I had earlier this week, and I will have even today when this is, you know, brought up, I think at 2 o'clock today, Governor Baker will speak, is does this still require sign-off from the individual cities where the facilities are? You know, Marty Walsh has talked about this in Boston. He referenced at the end of last week, I want to say it was last Friday, that he and his office had been in contact with the two professional teams that have facilities in town. That would be the Bruins and the Celtics. Obviously, the Red Sox do, but that I don't know where baseball's at right now. But the Bruins and Celtics want to get back into their buildings and be able to do some things there. Does this still require a sign off from the city and their Department of Health to be able to open up their buildings?
Do you think they would make an announcement though, without knowing that answer already?
Well, yeah,
I don't know if you followed what's been going on between Walsh and Baker the last couple of weeks, but there seems to be. I wouldn't call it a rift because those guys are typically on the same page, but I thought that there was a pretty public disagreement between the two of them about offices in the city, where Baker was saying 25% and Marty Walsh was saying 10%, and they were publicly disagreeing with one another through their press conferences last week. So I don't know, because if it were up to Marty Walsh on office space right now, he'd be at 10%. So that's why I'm curious. That's why I think there has been some mixed messaging, and that's why, Jim, typically you're right. I'd say, nah, they wouldn't do that if they hadn't spoken. But I don't know where things stand between the mayor of Boston and the governor of the state. I don't know.
I would hope it would be more detailed than just releasing that statement today, because this is like, okay, I think it's good. I guess it's good. But what are the details, right? And we usually don't get those for a while. It takes them for them a while, or are we going to get it 5 days from now? You know, I think he's talking at 2 o'clock today, so.
So maybe we'll get some more answers later this afternoon.
But the fact this got released out is good, but maybe a sign that he's going to give you a hell of a lot more at 2 o'clock, and I hope he does.
I would assume the Bruins and Celtics both have contingency plans. If that's the case, though, Beadle, if they know that, I mean, the Celtics used to practice in Waltham, right? And the Bruins were at Restuccia. I mean,
but then same as we talked about yesterday, the same thing would apply in those towns,
right?
You know, now if you're going to Waltham, Waltham's going to sign off. If the Bruins are going back to Restuccia,
well, the fact you're here, you
Wilmington
are
needs
here
to sign off. It all still applies.
What do? You make the call. Hey guys,
I think
go
there's got to be a city start around that's teams. Willing to sign off on the Celtics or Bruins practicing in their town.
I would agree with that. I think you're absolutely
you'll find
right.
One. Sure.
But it's an interesting angle. Like, what are the are there any more logistical hurdles beyond what will be the announcement today? We expect from, again, the report from WBZ TV Channel 4 that Governor Baker will announce later today that professional sports teams can begin practicing again.
Do you think other people will be pissed if they make an exception in the city for the Bruins and the Celtics?
I don't think so.
No, because they have their own personal building there that they're not sharing that space either. They're right next to each other, and they're small enough to where you can lock that thing down and keep it protected. I think it makes perfect sense to open
not
up those two specific buildings for them.
You've got an easy out. There's two teams, and you could come up with the guidelines for professional sports teams, and that will only be a set of rules that applies to the Bruins and Celtics.
Or else you don't make this announcement today. You know what I mean? He doesn't make this announcement today.
Well, no, again, unless I'm talking about the city. I'm not talking about the state.
Well, you got the Cannons, Beetle, right down the street from your house, right? The Cannons and Quincy. You've got professional sports teams that cover a lot more than just those three teams.
That's a good question. I don't know what the state of Major League Lacrosse is right now. I don't know where they're at. I haven't heard any updates on where that season is at. It would be starting. Would have already started right around
gotta
now.
Got to get Ruck on.
It would have started already.
Yeah, I don't know what the state of affairs is there. You're right. So maybe we'll find out. Maybe we'll get an update on that.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
In the near future.
Shout out to Tom a sweatshirt. Still waiting on a sweatshirt.
Hey, Tom and Newton, what do you got on Mike Tyson?
Hey, guys. I mean, I love Mike Tyson. I love to see that. I love to watch the guy. But I mean, what does it say about the sport of boxing and, you know, just the fact that other than Joshua and Fury, just the complete inability to develop names and heavyweights that we have to talk about, you know, Mike Tyson all these years later to really get a lot of people excited. What do you guys think?
Yeah, nice. I think it's a
polarizing figure. We miss the great heavyweights. I'm tired of watching the little guys run around the ring, you know, dance around and not have much contact. Fury and him, they gave a good fight last time out. but still not the same. It's not what Holyfield.
Yeah, it's completely indicative of what is going on in the sport right now.
Right.
That's what it is.
We even wanted
you're right,
an old George Foreman. You know, as heavy as he looked and as sloppy, we still wanted to see him out there swinging. We missed that. This is the name. This guy's a name, man. Character, too, boy.
The Boston Marathon has officially been canceled for 2020. There will not be a marathon this year. We'll touch on that coming up and some baseball later this hour as well. Don't go anywhere.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Boston Athletic Association announced yesterday the Boston Marathon will not happen in 2020. There will be no marathon in September as it had been pushed back originally from its normal April running. This is the part that kills me. This is the part that I find
this
borderline insulting
to our
intelligence.
It makes you want to change Boston Strong to Boston Caution. It's just, and I don't want to compare it to what we went through.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, what are we talking about? What's Boston Caution?
No, like I've seen a lot of people commenting on, you know, the Boston Strong and how strong Boston came out post-bombing, and people that were down there took on the want to run because they were there on the scene and how much it meant to them after that. The term Boston Strong, we were Boston Strong after. It's like now it's like, what are we? You know, now we're canceling this. And you're gonna insult us.
Oh, so you think the cancellation is wrong?
I think the cancellation is wrong this early.
Okay,
right now that's part of it.
I wasn't talking about that, but
and then you're gonna go ahead the part that that pisses you off as much as me. You're getting real tired of the virtual stuff. Okay, you're gonna celebrate this thing with a virtual marathon. You're gonna have people virtually run.
Actually run, but they're not going to run the marathon route. So if you can prove that you run 26.2 miles, you'll...
Like the guy that ran around his house and wore out his path in his yard.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever it takes. I just... The thing about canceling it this early, though, is like any major event, there's all this planning that goes into it.
I'm not surprised.
But it's not just that. It's the runners. Like, do you want people to train all summer long and do all the stuff that they need to do in order? I mean, this is a months-long training process to get ready to run the marathon.
Oh, I agree.
Only to tell them 3 weeks beforehand, you know what? We're just not going to do it after all. How pissed off are the 30,000 runners going to be?
I mean, we're told to get outside and get healthy and go for a walk, go for a run. We're getting to that point where that's becoming safer. And you just fast forward to four months from now that you won't have the ability to go out and run. We're still going to be in this
space.
Running in a group of 30,000 people breathing all over each other.
It's crowds and people. I think it's more about the crowds and people downtown.
It's both.
That too.
It's both.
That too. But even if you ran it without a crowd and you said no one's allowed to be standing on the street for the marathon, we're going to, in theory, again, this would not even be possible, but in theory, just the runners are going to run. Well, that's going to put a lot of runners at risk because if one dude has it in that race and is breathing all over the people around him.
Well, part of the problem, too, is the multiple countries, too. You got people flying in from all parts of the world.
Yeah, it's an international event.
Yeah.
And it's not an international event where people sit around and play chess and you can put a barrier up. It's like we're learning more about this. It's the breathing. It's like the loud talking, the yelling, the exhalations.
Well, sort of like what we do.
Yeah, like what we do. But with 30,000 people all crammed near the starting line, even if you're going off in waves, I get it. It sucks for the people who are planning to run it. The amount of money that they raise for good causes in the process, it sucks for everything. And I personally, if you made me like make a bet on it right now, I want to believe, and I do believe, that it would be safe to hold it in September. But if they can't say that decisively now, then you have to cancel it now. So people don't make their travel plans. They don't spend their summer training. And businesses and town municipalities, I mean, it's not just Boston. It's all the towns between here and Hopkinton that have to plan on it and have things ready for that day. Nope, it's not going to happen. We're telling you right now. And this is one of those circumstances where, God, you hope they're wrong. You hope that September 14th rolls around and you say, could have had the marathon after all, because that would be good news for virtually everything else. But in
I'm kidding. Literally.
You know, and it sucks. The people want to run it. You want to raise the money. They want to be able to do it. But they can't say that now. This isn't a football game. If the Patriots can't play that weekend because there's a spike in cases and they worry about it, they can cancel the game or move it to a different site or do it the week before. They can do that. You can't do that with a marathon. You're gonna upset so many things, you know, that are based on it and around it. Plus, you're gonna have wasted the time and energy and money and efforts of all these people getting ready for it up until that point. When if you can't say one way or the other right now, you have to err on the side of, to use your words, oh, caution. You got to do it. It sucks. Totally sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I hope they're wrong. I hope they're wrong.
So, virtual marathon. A virtual race. What? You know, not everything has to go virtual because it's not happening. This is how I feel about it.
Yeah, yeah. This is our reflex. This has become the new.
We got to make it virtual now. Why? Why do you have to do that? Like, there are some things we need to make virtual. We got to make business virtual and school virtual. And yeah, now we got to make this virtual. What does that even mean, Hardy? What does that mean? A virtual marathon.
Well, it means
a virtual birthday party. It's fun.
What does that mean? You're gonna get a T-shirt and a bib and a what? Like a medal for running? What?
Yes.
Pledge pin.
All I want is that silver orange blanket. Like, it looks like something they would use in the Space Force.
Yeah, the foil.
Yeah.
What is that?
Do I get the spaghetti meal the night before? Do I get the pasta?
These are all adults. You just say to them, "Hey,
Alfredo.
The situation sucks. We're sorry. See you next year. Everything still counts. All your previous times and all your qualification, everything. It all still counts. We'll see you at the 2021 marathon." Why can't they just do that?
Well,
what is this virtual stuff?
So what they're going to have to do is finish a marathon within 6 hours, and they've got a week to do it. You can do it on any six-hour period between September 7th and September 14th. Provide proof of timing to the BAA, and then your medal and race shirt will be awarded to finishers of the quote-unquote virtual race.
Oh, okay. All right.
What a jack wagon load of crap that is.
Oh. How do you provide proof? Is it through, like, an app? They have their own app? Or can you just use, like, any of those running apps?
You got to get a Fitbit. You got to get a Fitbit, buddy. Yeah, you put a Fitbit on your wrist and you run around.
Oh,
what if you just sat there in bed? And it's like, we're gonna
all I want
to
know is, Bob Sosi going to participate in the virtual?
He better not.
Oh, my God. He is so over that.
He's probably already understanding all virtual aspects of it. He's probably already started it.
Sosi,
Can we call him?
Yeah.
Can we call him right now?
Let's get him on right now.
Let's call him right now and see if he'll come on right now. I want to know what he thinks of the virtual marathon. He's been training his ass off for months to be ready for the actual marathon.
Well, I'll tell you why Bob's going to do it, because he's not doing it just for himself. He's doing it as a fundraiser, and he's the one to raise that money, so he's going to do it.
I would still give him the money to not run the marathon. Like, he was going to have a...
I get money just to come on with us.
Bob was holding a number of events to fundraise for the marathon, and when this all started, his one of his events was canceled. That we had, Zoe, I know you and I had it on our calendar.
Yep, April 5th.
To be at.
I was ready to go. Celtics were going to be playing that night. That day,
yeah, there's a Celtics game. We had it all. It was going to be a great night. It's going to be a great night. Great time. I'll give him the money just to not run the virtual marathon.
By the way,
this brings up another thing, Hardy.
You know what? I'll donate more if he doesn't run virtually.
I have another friend who's run Boston before, and he was running again this year, and he was fundraising, and he had an event planned where tickets, I think, were, you know, $20 or $30 per head to go to his fundraising event, and because he first moved it back and now he's canceled it altogether, he asked people if they wanted their money back.
Wow.
For the tickets, okay, my friend Eric, and I'm like, what? My Aaron says to me, she's like, yeah, Eric wanted to know if we wanted our money back. I'm like, no, who would take the money back?
Like,
the,
so,
The money's raised. It's for a charitable cause. Like, what? I can't believe he's even asking people. Yeah. I can't believe he's even being nice enough to ask people to if they want their money back. No, you can't take your money back. You can't. It's not allowed. That's not a thing. Let's can't have it back.
Let's give Soucy a choice. He can either raise money to run the virtual marathon, or we'll raise the same amount of money for him to get in the ring with Tyson, or do another road trip to Mexico with Zoe as his broadcast partner.
Yes.
Those are his three choices.
I wonder how he would rank those.
In what order would you do them for the same amount of money?
Wait.
Do we have to have adjoining rooms?
Did you have adjoining rooms on that trip?
Oh, we were right next to each other, yep. Instead of going back out.
But were they adjoining, though?
Yeah, if we wanted to, I think there could have been, yeah.
Oh, that could have made it easier.
I can't remember.
Oh, that's nice for sure.
It's a nice hotel.
To try and get you home.
Mm. He let me go. Be free, Stanley. Run.
If we get him on the phone, we'll give him those three choices, and he has to rank them.
He's dodging us right now, isn't he?
He is. He's not picking up. You know what? He's not listening either, because he would have texted us by now. Virtual marathon. I'll give you the money to not run the virtual marathon.
I agree. I want to raise more money for him to not run virtually.
If you're a marathon runner,
because we're anti-virtual.
You're a friend of mine, and you're saying, you know what? I'm not running it. I'm going to make an additional donation.
I'm going to make a virtual donation.
If you're lucky enough to be on that plane, I will stare
virtual
at him.
Virtual marathon, you get virtual donations.
Yeah. I will not let him sleep on road trips. We got long road trips this year. If we're fortunate enough to ride on that team plane, I will wet William, and I will just laugh at him for virtually running.
Yes, I've acquired some virtual Bitcoin, and I will give you a portion of said Bitcoin virtually for your virtual marathon.
Oh, man. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. If you want to jump on board, please do. There is an unlikely hero in baseball today.
Amazing.
An unlikely
hero. Deserves credit.
Yes, he does. Some items on Major League Baseball and the state of affairs right now with baseball is on the way.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Thirty-six here on Zolak and Bertrand. Make sure you download our app at 98.5thesportshub.com or get us on your smart speaker. Play 98.5 The Sports Hub. There is a report out today from Francis Romero, who is a baseball reporter, and he reports that according to his sources, Dodgers pitcher David Price will pay out $1,000 of his own money to each Dodgers minor league player who was not on the 40-man roster during the month of June. $1,000
wow.
From David Price to every minor leaguer. Of course, you may have heard that the minor leagues in some organizations, such as the Oakland Athletics, are now not being paid. They stopped paying them their $400 a week. I don't know what the current situation is with the Dodgers, whether or not they are paying their minor leaguers. We haven't heard much on that. But you may have seen yesterday that owners started to purge minor leaguers by just releasing them.
Amazing. Amazing in that sport where, you know, it's you need that farm system. You need the minor leagues. You know, guys eventually, you know, suck it up for all those years, you know, riding buses, carrying bags, and then just hope one day to hit that contract, get arbitration. Make some money in the big leagues, and that dream is going to be gone for a lot of those players. And hey, David Price makes a lot of money. You know, and $1,000 may, you know, in the grand scheme of everything that David has made and what he's guaranteed in his career, people are going to look at it and say, that's not a lot of money, really. I don't care. That's a lot of money. I don't care how much money you make. And that's a guy when the stuff came out. And you heard Bryce Harper talking about Snell, and there, hey, bro, I got to get mine. I thought David Price would have been at the front of with those guys about, hey, contract's a contract. You owe me. You pay me. You know, and it just he comes off so well doing this. And it's a credit to him for doing it. And maybe it's him learning along the way here. And maybe it's him being a different guy. Or maybe he does just do the right thing sometimes and just gets so criticized for, you know, the small little things that drive you nuts about him as a player. You know, this is good for Price. This is good for him, and this is good for his perception out there.
Yeah, I think it makes him look pretty good. I haven't seen any other gestures like this from any other major league players, so assuming that this is going to happen.
Or owners.
What's that?
Or owners, you know, like Mark Cuban at least is saying, hey, we're gonna take care of the employees of the arena down there in Dallas, you know, until this is, you know, figure this stuff out. This is good by a player stepping up.
Right.
You know, baseball needs more of this.
David Price certainly does not have anywhere near the net worth that some of the owners have.
No.
In baseball. It's not even close. And David Price is reaching into his own pocket. I assume that's in the hundreds of thousands. I assume there are hundreds of minor leaguers. There are 8 teams in the Dodgers minor league system, I believe. So it's not like a small amount of money.
Yeah, see, I would think it was like 3 teams. Wow. Yeah.
No, it's a bunch of teams. And I don't know, you know, exactly what it might be limited to. I don't know. But on the surface, looks like a pretty damn solid thing that David Price has chosen to do. So, good for him. Good for him to be able to do that. Owners, meanwhile, it's possible that there are some MLB owners that do not want to have a season.
Somebody called that.
Are you taking a victory lap on that one?
No, I said at some point you got to wonder if the owners are going to look at this and say, well, it's just not worth it anymore. If it's going to cost us this much and we're only going to make this much, some of them, maybe not even outwardly, or I would say not outwardly, would prefer not to have a season at all. And now there's the report from Jeff Passan that's saying pretty much that very thing. Now there are some owners who are saying, no, we'd be okay not having a season the way things are going right now.
Yeah, Passan writes this, or he said this, I do believe when players say, we want to play, I actually believe them. I think there are some owners who don't. I think there are some owners who worry that playing is going to cost them too much, they're going to lose too much money, and that they'd rather just punt on the 2020 season. And that's a scary thing to hear because it feels like you're focusing just on 2020 and not the repercussions beyond. I've already spoken about this. I don't think the repercussions for baseball are going to be as bad as people make it out to be. Maz has written about this.
Maz has written about it, yeah.
Baseball needs to get their stuff together because they're losing us. Yeah, they're losing you right now. You're pissed at them right now. And I understand that in 94, coming back at the gate suffered in 95 after the strike. I'm sure the gate will suffer again for a number of reasons. Fans are pissed at the league, pissed at the players, pissed at the owners, and don't want to pay their ticket prices. Or people are not in the same financial situation coming out of this as they were before it.
Exactly.
And don't have the same, just, you know, sort of disposable income for that.
Hundreds
for
of baseball. Dollars worth of baseball tickets.
Yes.
Right.
So I think they're going to hurt at the gate next year, but I don't think their sport is going to go away. And people who like baseball will still watch baseball on television. That is still going to happen. That happened in 95. It'll happen again in 2021 and beyond. Yes, they will hurt at the gate. Yes, they will not have the same revenues at the gate. Who knows if they'll even be allowed to have a full crowd? Who knows? A lot of variables there. But baseball's not going to die because of this. Because the thing you're talking about is a weird season to begin with. You know, half a season. So I think that part of it is heat of the moment, people getting caught up in the emotion of it, and I don't think it's realistic. I don't think it's going to kill the sport. The sport dying or being in trouble long term with younger fans, all of those issues still exist when they come back, and those will be the issues that give baseball problems, not missing a season during a pandemic. That is not what's going to do them in, even with all their bad attitudes and the way that the players have, you know, handled themselves during this. I don't think that's going to have a lasting impact. Games going 4 hours? That's a problem. Even though I know that's not the average.
Well,
I'm saying
it's not
long games, slow pace of play. They're losing people on that and will continue to do so if they don't make changes.
That's the number one problem.
It won't be because of this.
Yeah, that's the number one problem.
Right. The problems with baseball already existed.
It's just not reasonable to think that the sport would die, literally, and you wouldn't have professional baseball teams anymore based on them deciding not to play this season. I mean, these are billion-dollar entities. a multi-billion-dollar entities in some cases, and that, of course, you're still going to have teams next year, and you're going to have a league, and you're going to have a season for next year and many years to come. What I wonder, though, is for a sport that's already suffering, this would hurt it, number one. And number two, you talk about what happened in the mid-90s. You also then had the home run chase that kind of helped to regenerate some interest and bring some fans back.
I don't think it was just the home run chase, though.
But that was a huge part of it.
It was steroids.
Okay, steroids, whatever.
It wasn't the home run chase. It was home runs, period.
It was home runs, and it was McGuire, and it was Sosa, and it was all that stuff. Are you going to have, you know, one of these events that take place over the course of a season or two, an underlying storyline, a subplot to baseball that would help regenerate interest again after this latest setback? Who knows what that could be or might be, but it's tough to believe it's going to be anything of that caliber again. That captivated the entire country. The sports world was watching that. And you can't count on that happening again. So this time, the repercussions could be, number one, more devastating. And number two,
it's not going to kill it.
No, it's not going to kill it. That there's too much at stake. There's too much. There's too much already cemented in terms of, you know, what goes on in our day-to-day sports lives to think that the Major League Baseball just out and out would not survive this. They'll survive it, but I think they're going to be hurt a lot by it, and I don't know what helps to bring them back.
All right, coming up next, we have this date in show history.
Oh.
We're going to find out what happened on the 29th of May on Zolak and Bertrand. We'll do that next.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This date and show history.
See, Josh Fowler, that's how you do it. Make a segment.
This date and show history.
All right. Time now for this date and show history.
All right, gentlemen. We begin on this date and show history, 28 May 2018. Excuse me, 29. May 29th, 2018. Okay. This wasn't from the show, I'm being told, but...
it's when we played it on the show.
Okay, and this is from the Sports Hub Golf Club, apparently.
Oh, Jesus. This is Franklin.
From 2018? No.
You were in Barbados then, huh?
No, God, that was years before that. Like,
did you take shoes through that trip?
Yeah.
Did you wear feet? Shoes on your feet?
All right, here we go. Congratulations on a great career, and congrats and continued success on all that you're doing. It's meant a lot to golf. It's meant a lot to me personally, and I think you're going to continue to have this impact on a lot more people.
Thank you, Gordy. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you, Gordy.
Don't you love it when you impact someone's life like that? They don't even know your name.
He's from the Braintree Muni, right there, Hardy.
The guy's a legend. It's Bob Beach. He was the head pro at Braintree Muni for years. I took one lesson from him once, like probably 10, 15 years ago. And I had him on the show. He was retiring, but I don't think he's officially retired. And yeah, whatever. Yeah, that hurt. That hurt a little bit.
Thank you, Gaudy.
I can't make fun of him because I forget people's names too. Yeah.
Oh, I do. I'm the worst with names. Oh,
no, he so didn't bad. Forget. He just didn't. He never knew, and he didn't care. And that's what
hurt. Just called you chief or pal.
That's why he's a legend.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, pal. Hey, chief.
That guy. I mean, seriously, what? You ask people about Bob Beach in terms of what he did for like youth golf. Just such a nice guy and a great teacher. And
I think you're going to continue to have this impact on a lot more people.
Thank you, Gordy. It's been my pleasure.
All right. Gordy, how did his name not stick to Gordy from that point on? That's on us. That is on us, man. Right, Gordy?
Yeah.
Gordy.
That's what I need to be is taking down a peg or two. Yeah, that's exactly what I need in my life.
This date and show
History.
Would you stop playing that, please? Let's just stop it. Just stop it.
It's like our transition from Read and React.
It's
same thing.
So bad. All right. Also in 2018, this is a big show. 2008, May 29th, 2018. Dan Shaughnessy was in, and he did an impression. Do you remember what impression blew us away that day?
Oh, no.
No, I don't. But this has to be good. You cannot do JFK the way Gosher does
JFK.
Any
Dan Shaughnessy imitation is like a Gilbert Godfrey one. It sounds like Dan doing an impersonation.
All right, let's hear it. Okay, you want to hear the inaugural address?
I'll hear anything. Yeah.
January 20th, 1960.
Please.
We observe today not a victory party, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. For I have sworn before you and Almighty God the same solemn oath our forebears subscribed nearly a century and three quarters ago. The world is very, very different now, for man holds in his mortal hands the power not to abolish all forms of human poverty, but all forms of human life. And yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. How'd that go?
Uncanny.
I miss him.
It sounded exactly like JFK. Wow.
Oh, it sure did.
Did I call that beforehand? He's Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah.
Whatever impression he's doing, it just sounds like him saying the words of someone else.
Right.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
And he tried so hard though.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
I really do the Boston accent, eh?
He probably thought it was really good.
He's no David C. Gosher, I know that.
Inaugural address?
Yeah.
January 20th, 1960.
Please.
We observe today not a victory party.
Enough. I can't.
At least the tempo was some.
You miss him.
Those moments like that, I miss him, yes. Yes.
All right, moving on. Zoe may have lost focus during a Duncan live read. I'm not sure.
What?
Well, I have to listen to it again.
So unlike him.
2018. Huge day. May 29th, 2018. This date in show history.
With the real fruit juice and Dunkin's new frozen lemonades, just one sip and you're on your way, baby.
That's it.
America. Price of Yeah, whatever he said. Yep, that's it.
Said it.
That's it.
Boom.
Nailed it.
Boom, it. Beetle.
But when Beetle perfectly describes those awesome Dunkin' drinks, whether it's the, I haven't been to one in a while, but.
Just one sip and you're on your way, baby.
That's it.
I like how we cracked up right in the middle of it, too.
Because you knew it. I didn't have the copy in front of me.
That's it, kids. Yep.
Mm-hmm. No copy. No.
Finally, this date in show history. It was just last year that David Pasternak was asked about something he did to pass the time.
Oh, this is Monopoly. Bahasky.
Monopoly.
I'll remember it when he says it.
Well, I don't know if we're going to hear Pasternak or if we're going to hear the caller who kind of illuminated things for us.
Oh, yes.
What was a board game that you played for 7 hours on your birthday?
It's kind of like Monopoly, but you have horses.
Let's get to someone who says they know what the game that Pasternak played was.
I'm originally from Czech, so it's Dusty and Sasky, which means...
That's how you say it? Say that one more time, because you just got to
sure.
Move it.
Dusty and Sasky.
Thank you very much.
Do you have to pause for 2 seconds in between?
He was enunciating.
Yeah. Did that for effect, Hardy.
Dusty and Sasky.
We think it's
kind of like Monopoly.
We think it's kind of.
It's kind of like Monopoly.
Oh, that pronunciation, though.
Dusty.
Asaski. Checks.
Oh, that was a good one.
It was a good day. So, May 29th. This date in show history.
I asked
you not.
Oh, I like that zinger at the end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you added to it. It's before it wasn't good, but now it's good.
What's Fowler got on this?
He says that sucked. That's all he said.
We have one more clip Tom just put together. All the drops, all the little mini drops from the date, this date in history.
Oh, you hear those? Over the years, all combined?
Yeah. Over the years, combined. It's like 20 seconds long.
I like that.
All right. Yeah, that's effort.
Yeah, I mean, I love football.
SMH shaking my head.
Hey. Guys, I really think that the Bruins...
Got a baby, huh? Aww.
A baby there.
You got a good load position there, Zoe.
Yours is
mine's big.
Mine
ain't that... What are you compensating for?
Mine ain't that big, though.
It's pretty big.
Jesus.
Good day.
How about that? Let's get to a couple of calls here. Nick is in the car on Mike Tyson. Hey, Nick.
Hey. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Before I get to my Tyson take, I had a quick question for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a couple of days ago, you were replaying some of that audio from the intern you had, Chris, who was trying to pay off people to become Twitter followers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did that end up working for him?
Nope. It most definitely
don't
didn't.
Think
he
didn't, so.
He didn't get very many followers, and he didn't nail any of the picks in the draft.
We got I got a message from somebody who was a cousin of his who said Chris was very unhappy with us.
Oh, come on. That's please.
I don't know. I don't know.
He ended up having like 29 followers. If we didn't talk about it, he'd have like, you know, two.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well,
at least we got him 27.
Well, as I begin my journey into sports media, I was hoping to try and pull off something like that. But if it
we're not doing anything
off,
for you.
Well, I'm not going to try that. So let me ask you a question. Would you guys rather get punched in the face by Tyson or have to feed a tiger to, transport him back to his house?
That's a good question.
This is good. Okay. So feeding the tiger like they did in the movie? Like
they gave him burgers, right?
Steaks, right? They threw steak at him.
Well, no, that's how they got him to pass out. They put tranquilizer in the steak.
Let's update this. Let's just do it this way. Would you rather? Let's make it more realistic. Would you rather? Realistic. Would you rather get punched in the face by Tyson or work at the zoo, at Joe Exotic Zoo? And be the person that has to hand the meat through the cage with the potential of getting your arm bitten off like the person who worked there.
Oh, I would hand the meat through the cage. I think I could.
I don't know.
I think I could do that safely enough to where.
Okay, hold on. Let's do it this way. Go into the cage.
I would never go in a cage with a tiger. Not that stupid. I would consider getting knocked out. Like, just hit me.
How many times do you have to go into the cage?
It ain't going to be once.
Because you only get punched in the face from Tyson once.
That's what I'm saying.
How many times do I have to go into that cage?
That's what I'm saying. Let's get it over.
You go into the cage once, and you spend 5 minutes in the cage.
Just hanging out with the tigers?
Yeah, 5 minutes hanging out with the tigers in the cage.
Do you have the ability to watch Roy get his head bitten?
Oh, my God.
Before you make that decision?
No.
Can you watch the live video of
that? Does Tyson have a glove on?
Yes.
No.
Oh, absolutely. No, he has a glove on. He's gloved up.
Oh, man. The gloves still hurt, dude.
Of course they do. Yeah, he's not going to hit you without the glove on, though.
But how much tape does he have on those knuckles?
Is it a jab?
Does he have brass knuckles inside his glove?
No, it's not a jab. It's not a jab.
Does he have your magic key?
You're not.
Is it an uppercut?
It could be.
No,
it's potentially
an uppercut. I'll go with the cage. I'll go with the cage.
It's leverage, man.
I think I'll go with the cage. I don't want to go. I don't want to do either one.
Come on, Hardy. One time, just leverage.
I don't want to.
5 minutes in the cage at the zoo, at the Wynwood Zoo. the Wynwood Exotic Animal Park, aka the GW Zoo.
I wouldn't trust the actual cage. That's the problem.
I just don't think. I don't think the people are going to allow either one.
We're trying to be realistic.
An adult here that's going to stop us from doing these things? I don't want to do either one.
Your payment is how much? $1 million, you said?
No, $3 million.
So $3 million.
To take a beating from Tyson.
Dollars, you're not going to go in the cage?
I'd go in the cage for $3 million, yeah. Oh, man.
I feel like being in there with the Tigers with a stake in your hand is far more...
Now you're introducing fresh meats. I didn't know that.
You got to give them the steak. We started the conversation by saying
feeding the tigers.
Walk in there, man.
The
steak, walk in
oh,
there.
That's no problem. Okay,
you're in their realm now. You smell that cat crap.
They're going to be more interested in the steak than they are you. Sure.
All right, cat smell. Oh, there's nothing like that awful cat smell.
How about two tigers, one steak?
I saw that video.
two tigers, one steak in there.
Yep.
You throw that steak at one tiger, the other tiger's looking at you like, where's mine? And then your hand is all covered in that steak juice. That's like that anchovy.